are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yes, we are live.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, July the 14th. My goodness, July 14th, and phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Good morning, friends. And also, you can hear us streaming over KCNR1460.com, and you can join the chat pack. And they are already in there, and they're going for it. Angel, Sun Gold, let me see, JRD. I think I saw, Fargy. Fargy's there. And let me see who else. Oh, just a couple others in there. I'm trying to look down the list. But we, you know who's here always. And he's in an understated, but it's an attractive, kind of a turquoise shirt. Bad bomb.
Thank you for the fashion update. Good morning. Boy, how about that?
Clings to this figure of yours. You know, I kind of like that. With the extra pockets there for your pocket protector, which tells you what kind of man he is.
You guys don't do I-5 from day to day, do you?
Well, I don't know. Is that the road or a position?
Alert for folks coming up from Anderson into Reading. I-5, of course, between Smith Road and Cypress right now, the scene of a lot of construction. It's pretty chaotic, so please be careful. It was interesting this morning. A lot of rubbernecking.
I thought they're closing it down.
That's the portion of Cypress that goes under I-5 while they demolish a portion of the bridge. Is being closed. I think that was last night and again tonight, and that's going to be a real mess. So if you're heading across town late tonight, be aware of that.
Okay, now before I get to my beautiful, beautiful and intelligent partner here, they're having something down in.
It's not on assignment.
He's actually here.
I'm here.
She was on assignment though. There's down in Southern California. They're talking about they're getting ready to drop a couple bridges on the 405. And they're calling it, they're saying this could back up traffic. If everybody tries to continue.
Or like
their,
imploding like yeah, they do in the buildings in Las Vegas?
Well, it's going to implode. Their whole traffic system will implode. So they've been warning everybody. They're making it a big day. Bars are having specials, to get them off the road. So, but speaking of specials, here she is.
Blue plate special with the flashing lights.
It's
she's
that
arrived.
The wine is a 40. It's 405. It's 40.5% off.
Well, today in 1789, the French Revolution began.
Off with their heads.
Other known as called Bastille Day. It's considered to be the day for the freedom of France was born.
And the doctor who invented the guillotine. That's where it came through.
Uh-huh.
The guillotine. And by the way, the doctor ended up on the guillotine.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
Based his own invention.
There you go.
Ooh.
And if they really didn't like you, what they would do is, how a guillotine works. They put you in there, you're on your knees, and they put your head down, and you're looking at the ground, and here it comes, right?
Right.
If they didn't like you, they turn you over.
Oh, my
God.
So
you can watch it coming.
Have we seen documentaries on that?
No, I don't know.
Okay, well, on a nicer note, for some anyway, I mean, some people think this was a great, invention and author and person that came into the lives, and others don't. But on this day in 1946, Dr. Benjamin Spock's Baby and Child Care was first published. The book quickly became one of the most widely discussed books ever published and one of the most widely sold. In fact, Dr. Spock's baby book sold more copies than any book other than the Bible. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
Over three generations of parents have reared their children according to Dr. Spock's philosophy. I think that means don't spank them.
Yeah, they haven't reared them at all.
Like talk.
They raised them.
Don't you do that.
Highly illogical, Captain.
Well, have you noticed anything from the time he wrote the book and where the country is right now?
The book set out very deliberately to counteract some of the rigidity, excuse me, a pediatric tradition, particularly in infant feeding. It emphasized the importance of great differences between individual babies and the need for flexibility and the lack of necessity to worry about constantly spoiling. I don't know because I've never been there.
You ready? It's ready to rock. Oh, I tell you what, we're going to take a break first. When we come back, we're going to talk about why the doctors know if you have a weapon. And why are the doctors upset if you don't want to tell them if you have a weapon? Carl and Linda Bott, 7:10 in the morning, July the 14th, my friends. When we come back, we might even do the weather. This is Free Fire Radio.
Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Small group personal training. I'm reading it right here. Boring machines are out and toys are in.
Absolutely. This is a 30-minute intense workout for people of all ages, all fitness levels. It's fun and it's over in 30 minutes.
Come to the sessions you want. No scheduling is necessary?
No scheduling. We offer personal training sessions through the day. You choose the one that you want to come to, as many as you want, for one easy monthly fee.
And the monthly fee is?
$99 a month. Gets you a membership and unlimited training.
Can you just imagine? That is like the best thing going.
It's our best value.
$99 a month. You get to have unlimited small group training with a group of people.
It's fun. It's challenging. You'll get stronger. You'll lose body fat. You'll increase your core strength. Your cardiovascular system gets an immense workout.
That's Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC. Veterans helping veterans.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. 7:14 in the morning, Carl on the bot. Free Fire Radio, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com. It's July the 14th. What's it going to be like today?
Partly sunny today with a high of 85. Wow, it's been the coolest.
It's really good. Full moon.
Had the sunroof open. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 61. Hey, we got to do a couple shout-outs. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards, by the way. We drove out there the other day. It's such a beautiful drive. And want to invite you Saturday night. I'm going to be singing out on the deck Saturday night. So we've found a little place to put my jazz trio, and I've got Johnny Gonzalez and Bruce Kalin and Dan Kinkle. And should be really one of those breezy jazz nights. I'm really looking forward to it. Not a lot of room out on the deck. You know, it's just really neat out there. So we're going to be out there from, I think, 6:30 to 9:30, 6 to 9. So make your reservations, 474-5546. Should be great. The other thing we want to do a shout out with is some wonderful experiences that we've had in town recently with some businesses.
Well, the down to we yeah well, you know what we, some of the things we do is and she looked at me because I was drinking coffee at that time and caught me. You know, one of the things that we try to practice here, and we and you know that we extol the virtues of staying in town and doing business with our local businesses is Linda's car was giving up the ghost, so we went to a couple places in town. And then to SJ Denim, and dealt with went down there and purchased a car from there, you know, a Jeep. I won't say it's American made because there's parts from all over the world, but it's American assembled, and many parts do come from
Detroit.
It's assembled in Detroit. Anyway, but it was just a pleasure working with the people down there at SJ Dennis. It was, and this is not a paid announcement. They're not advertisers for us or anything like that, as you know. But they sure treated you like you were like a neighbor, and the fact is that they when everything had been done, Ryan Denham walks in. He says, "Carl, you were in the service." And I said, "Yeah." He says, "Well, you know, there's a rebate, and Chrysler is giving like a $500 rebate to all veterans, or you know, I guess either active duty or retired, and it could be National Guard, Reserve, anything. If you've got got proof of that, but you need to ask them about it. But you know what? That doesn't hurt." They have added on.
It was a really nice addition to the process.
And nobody had brought it up. I didn't know about it, and they brought it up. So it was one of those things. But you know, if you're in our experience, and we really like the car. The car's really a nice car, but again, it's the tax money, the sales tax, everything stays here in town. And our car dealers here, and I know SJ Denham, is if they can, if you get a price someplace else, they'll match it. I'm sure. This is no advertisement, but I think it's something that, that if you're getting ready to go out and make that purchase, and it's a larger purchase, all the tax money, everything else stays here in town. I can't say more than that, except that our experience with Mark and
Mark Cross
and JR and of course Randy and Ryan was nothing but outstanding. So kudos to you all.
They treated it's that whole thing about if you've been into do cars, and believe me, I've been through many cars until this one, which I had 10 years. I don't think I've ever had a car that long. I felt like I was treated with respect. And I think that's a thing that really is important to me.
Yeah, because we went to
valued. I was a valued customer.
You went to another place, and you didn't get that feeling, and it wasn't like.
Anyway,
We don't mention names.
And I hate to break this, but owning a Cherokee does not entitle you to perform the Jeep wave.
Well,
you don't know about the Jeep wave?
No. Well, here's a Marine.
It's a CJ Wrangler thing when two Wranglers or Jeeps pass each other, real Jeeps. You wave.
Well, here, let me give you a Marine wave to a sailor. How'd you like that one?
Boy, it's a good thing we haven't run the camera yet, huh?
There you go. Okay.
Motorcycles do that. Harleys do that.
Well, Harleys do that. Sometimes Harleys don't do it to, like, crotch rockets.
But the hand is down. It's not up.
That's right. Okay, now one last thing is this. We went to our friend's home last night. Sharon and Jerry Clark. Their son Tyler is on his way off to the Marine Corps. He and two of his buddies are heading off to a Marine Corps boot camp Sunday.
They're 18. It's
18
just
years old.
Looking
and
at these
we just
young...
want to salute their families and the young men. They're going in. They know that they're joining the Marine Corps, which is not the easiest task in the world, and there's a war going on. They know that. They're enlisting. They want to fight. They don't want to fight, but they want to defend their country. And that's the bottom line for them, is going to a boot camp and becoming Marines. And our hats off to young men and women like that. My gosh, if we didn't have them, what would happen? And it's not a, I can't find a job. These are all just graduates of school, of high school. And they all could have gone off to college. They could have gone off to college. They chose to do this. So this is the type of young men and women, young men and women, that when you ask about the future of America, these are the ones. They do their time. They come back home. They become leaders. So, Tyler, nothing but a salute to you. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 7:20 in the morning, July the 14th. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of us tourists covered with oil.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our summer spectacular special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. This special is for a limited time only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
Hey, I'm here with Loanna from As Seen on TV Store. Loanna, what is your favorite gift in the store?
It's the one I use every single day. Every time I step in my car, I use it. I use it when I go on a trip in the airplane. Anytime I'm sitting in any type of chair for any length of time, I love it. It's called the Web Back Support. Now, if you come in the store, we have a really great special on them. We've sold millions of them for $19.95. But in our store now, you can get two for $9.95. Come in today and tell our clerks you heard it on the radio, and you will get three for $9.95.
What a great deal that is. Now, you use these in hot weather. You use these just anywhere, is that right?
Oh, especially in hot weather. The thing I love about it is when you put this in your car seat, it gives you a suspended back support. The air circulation comes right around the back of it, and when I step out, my clothes are not all hot and sweaty.
The only places you can get these web back supports is the As Seen on TV store. That's 1746 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
My daughter swims like she's part fish, but when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back.
Looks like our chat pack is just wild and crazy this morning.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio, 7:24 in the morning. Linda and Carl Bott, good morning, July the 14th. Welcome back to this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, 244-1988. Do not call the 800 number. Do as we do and as you all do. Go local. Call the local guy. Does Dish Network, does a great job, guarantees his work. A veteran can get you free HD TV for life. That's Doug Tooley, 244-1988. Okay, we've got like 5 minutes before we go to break. Let's hit some really fast things. Megan Rapinoe U.S. women's soccer team back in the news. They had a worldwide photo of her sliding to the ground with another girl because they came up and they did a they won. They beat the
waiting.
Yeah, well, they beat France. I'm sorry. I was sitting there thinking, what did they do? Oh, they beat France. They're in the finals for the U.S. for the World Cup final. The women are in the finals, and we've got an Enterprise High School graduate from 2004 that's in it. Is that cool or what?
20 years in the making. Her mom's out there
That's
and
right.
her dad's here. And I just think, again, we said this yesterday, but what it takes, you know, when a child is deciding that they are going to play, let's say ball, let's say football, let's say soccer, let's say golf. And you know, that kid can't really get around. So the folks have to rally around, the neighbors have to rally around, get them to all of these different competitions across the country. And this is what that kind of dedication can lead to.
Okay, the city offices are going to be closed Friday, Reddington City Hall. And the rec center on Parkview Avenue is going to be closed Friday for employee furloughs. You know, it's part of the budget cutting. It's going to close City Hall and the Rec Center every other Friday through mid-2013. If you go to cityofreading.info, you'll get a complete schedule of the furloughs. If you remember Steve and Debbie Allen, whose daughter Shelby died due to alcohol poisoning after drinking at a friend's home in December of 2008. Debbie and Steve were on our show soon after that, and we talked about it. And it never went to trial. When they brought the other young woman who was involved with this to trial, it was dropped. And then this was a civil trial, and the Shasta County Superior Court Judge Monica Marlowe ruled Monday there was no legal basis upon which they could prevail, so they dropped. So that case was dropped. I understand it may be appealed when it goes up. All right. Unemployment figures. There are the new applications for unemployment. You know, they've been running up in the 420s and this for months. Well, they dropped, they said. Now they're just over 400,000, like 408,000. So, you know, but the thing about it is, my friends, is have we come to accept 400,000 as being normal? It can't be. That is, it's just still real high. And as the debt ceiling day gets closer, what impact is that going to have? Moody's is starting to look at us about maybe changing our status. What would happen if the debt ceiling isn't raised? I mean, who knows exactly what would happen if the debt ceiling isn't raised? And by the way, the debt ceiling, I mean, you can, if it's either you pay off the principal, you can pay off the interest. If you pay off the interest, and we make enough money to do that, then nothing happens, as long as you're paying that off. But what if nothing happens? It's going to be interesting. Okay, the other question is, in Florida, there is a lawsuit started by doctors against the state. And why would this be? It's because the state has said you can't ask patients if you have guns. The doctors used to ask their patients if they had guns in the house. The doctor said, well, this is so we can tell people that, you know, if you've got guns in your house, then, you know, you have to be careful with them. You have to keep them locked up. Well, the gun rights supporters who pushed for the new law believe the questions about gun ownership are an invasion of privacy and say some people have been dropped by doctors simply because they refuse to talk about firearms. I've never, ever been asked.
Nor have I.
Do I have a firearm in the house? What right does a doctor have to do this? What right does a doctor have to ask you about something that has nothing to do with your health? They're saying, oh, but it does have something to do with your health. Because what if you're not keeping the gun safely? What if that child gets shot because you're not keeping a gun in your house, a weapon in your house, safe? What right do you have to ask me this? Why don't you ask me something like, do you drive drunk? I mean, they don't ask you that. That, to me, is more dangerous, more people kill from drunk driving. Hey, we got to take a break. And when we come back, We're going to be talking about a course that's arriving this weekend. They're going to be singing
at the Cascade Theater. We are going to be covering that right when we get back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street opening with gains as investors digest the latest round of economic reports. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 76 points. Fewer Americans joined the unemployment line last week, but initial claims still remain high. Jobless claims unexpectedly fell to 405,000, the lowest level in almost 3 months, and a bigger drop than economists expected. However, claims have remained above that 400,000 level for 14 straight weeks. Retail sales rose last month, but the tepid increase shows consumer spending remains restrained. June sales rose 0.1%, though economists were expecting a decline. Now, excluding auto sales, the number was unchanged from the prior month. Meantime, wholesale inflation fell more than expected. It was down 0.4%, the steepest drop since February of last year. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, the core index rose for a seventh straight month. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Mike Rowe here, talking with Jim Twitchell, a real-life Ford service technician, about the importance of scheduled maintenance. But really, Jim, everybody knows it's important, right?
Scheduled maintenance is important. That's what keeps your car running at optimum performance.
Get an oil change and much more with the Works Fuel Saver Package. $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So you're kind of like a car doctor.
Definitely a car doctor.
Are you soothing? Do you have a good car side manner?
Most cars tell me so.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Redding.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:35 in the morning, July the 14th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're chatting and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And the things I'm just reading in the chat room are great about, you know, people being asked by their doctor, if do you have a shotgun and why? Because I want you to go goose hunting with me. And Angel saying that, well, he asked me if I dove so we could go to Bora Bora. I thought, yeah, sure. And then other things. So
I have a clarification from one of our listeners who's actually in Susanville listening on their iPhone. That Megan, our soccer champion, is she went to Foothill.
Foothill. You know what? As soon as I
not
said Enterprise.
Enterprise,
I thought I was wrong.
Clarification.
Okay, thank you. It went Foothill, and she is a star.
All right. So moving along, this is really a fun moment, a fun segment. And with us is Bud Dillon. Few of you know him as Lawrence. And he grew up here in the Reading area and moved to San Francisco. We were just talking about his history. And has through his passion of singing and show business and all these wonderful things, the culmination and moving to San Francisco and singing with the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, you've been able to bring them for their second performance here at the Cascade Theater Saturday night. Welcome to our show, Bud.
Well, thank you, Linda. Thank you, Carl. I'm very excited to be here.
Now, when you say you grew up in Reading, tell us about it.
Well, I moved here when I was four, until I 4 to 30, and, you know, went to school, went to Shasta High School, Shasta College, and then I went on to film school. But I came back after film school and worked at Channel 9, KXETV, making documentaries for about 6-7 years.
And when you say film school, what school was that?
Oh, it was a little school. It was not UCLA.
Okay.
It was a little trade school.
Okay, because they do have a film school that's right outside of Santa Barbara. Called Brook, you know, so I always ask because it's like people, you know, that creates great students too. Well, yeah, it's fabulous. So you were doing documentaries and you came here to work at KIXE. What took you to San Francisco?
Well, just, you know, you follow the television trail, you know, you get job offers to move up and things like that.
Right. Well, you know, our great girl, Cheetah, who has been doing the weather here, is, I think, got another couple of days, and we will miss her. We, you know, she's just such a star, and she's moving to Houston.
Well, I worked at ABC Channel 7, too, so.
Well, there you go.
I started there, actually.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit tell us about how the Gay Men San Francisco, the chorus, came into
Reading.
How was it born?
Okay.
Let's talk about the chorus.
And how did it get to Reading?
Yeah, and then how did it get to Reading, yes. Well, the chorus started in 1978. It was the first gay chorus, and it was actually just forming. You know, guys were getting together just because they wanted to get together and sing. And then on the day of the assassination of Harvey Milk and Mayor George Moscone, they actually came out and sang at the steps of City Hall, impromptu performance. But that was their first public performance in 1978, 33 years ago. And from then on, it's just been a steady, growing organization with a wonderful mission that just does all kinds of great things for the community.
Okay, if you were to have a mission statement as the chorus, could you give us like a what is the mission statement?
You would ask me that. You can go to our website, sfgmc.org. It's very simple. It's just something about just creating harmony in the world, which is a very broad
application. Fine. I get that. And so when we go Saturday to see and hear the chorus, how many guys are going to be on stage?
Well, we have about 275 singing members, but this is the summertime, and it's not possible to really actually fit that many people in at the Cascade. So we have about 120 singers coming.
So 120 vocalists on stage.
Yeah, that's small for us, but we have a great sound with that many people.
Wow. And so I understand you're going to be doing a kind of a We Love the Country theme?
Yes. This show is called Our Country. It's very different than last year. We performed kind of jazz and pop, and this time we have a country theme, but of course we've got our special San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus twist on it, where we have the return from Earth Tour of Patsy Cline. So we're doing some fun stuff, all kinds of, it's going to be a hoot, but we're also doing some amazing, amazing choral arrangements that you've never heard. I just told you
Stan
all
Hill?
Yeah, well, Stan Hill was a previous director, but I just gave you the list of songs. Oh, What a Beautiful Morning. Yes. We've got some Broadway tunes in there, Americana, patriotic. You're just going to be walking out of there so proud to be American, you won't believe it.
So 120 Voices. This is at the Cascade Theater. It is that's this Saturday, and it's a 7:30 p.m. performance. I think we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to give away a couple tickets, but we're going to ask you some closing thoughts and what this has meant for you, and some more questions.
In the chat room, they're talking about cage fighting, that they really believe, Linda, that you could kick some butt out there. Trust
we'll
me,
right
Coach
back.
Bob, she
I don't know
can.
What that has to do with anything,
Neither
but
do
that's
I,
our
but that's
eclectic
where we go.
Mornings here on KCNR. We'll see you after these messages.
And I am far from my home.
MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Road Fights present Vision Quest Cage Fights 4. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 16th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. These are sure to be the best cage fights in the North State, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. This event will sell out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 16th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4 at Wind River Casino on July 16th, presented by Rogue Fights. For more information on the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
La, 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 boom, boom. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:44 in the morning, July 14th. Okay, good morning, thanks. Welcome back, and thanks for coming on.
Bud Dillon.
Yeah, that's right. Bud's one of our local guys.
Reading boy.
You're the only one that's going to be singing in the chorus, right?
That's from Reading, yes.
That's from Reading.
That's from Reading. That's what I meant. Okay, the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. Do you have to be gay to sing in it?
No, not necessarily. We have a straight member right now, and we do, you know, periodically have straight members. So it's really just, you know, wanting to sing with our group and, you know, agreeing with our mission statement.
Now, Reading, California, be in a somewhat more conservative area than, say, San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
slightly more.
Mm-hmm.
When you all come up here last year, you had a huge turnout for it. And so, do you all have regular sponsors? Is this or groups when you're coming? Because this is a lot of people that you're moving around here.
Yes. Well, what we did is I believe I know what happened because I actually made a donation and we hired a grant writer and they got a grant. I forgot from who, but the foundation to sponsor the travel expenses, the hotel expenses, and the food, you know, those kind of things to get the chorus here. And then we partner with the local organization, and this year we're partnering with Jefferson Public Radio. It's a perfect fit because they have the theater there, and it's a beautiful, beautiful theater. But we also then pick a local charity to give back to the community. The chorus raises money for all kinds of organizations all around California.
And this is a benefit on Saturday night, and a portion of the proceeds will go to the HIV Food Bank.
That is correct.
Okay.
Which is always great to know that when you're buying tickets.
Yeah, we've had them on before.
Yeah, yeah. When you're buying tickets and you're going to be seeing a fabulous show, that a portion of those proceeds is going to be going to help supplement.
Yes, and this and the HIV Food Bank is very it means a lot to me because I went to school in Reading at the Seventh-day Longcrest Junior Academy, Seventh-day Adventist School, in the 3rd, 4th, and 5th grades, and one of my classmates was Buddy Hinkle. That name may sound familiar from Hinkle's Market right down on Market Street. And he was one of the first, AIDS cases in Chester County, and actually one of the first people to pass away from AIDS, but he started the HIV Food Bank
Wow.
with his mother, and then as a kind of ironically, the Seventh-day Adventist Church actually gave them space to continue their operation, and now it's many people are involved with that, but it has a real personal meaning for me.
Okay, people are asking about tickets. Okay, we've got two tickets to this Saturday show.
605-4567.
First person
you be
to
the
call.
First caller. 605-4567.
Linda's going to give
tickets.
That's right. Linda's going to give two away tonight.
I will be giving two away tonight on our Thursday show. You'll be here again. Because I'll be asking you
You must have
more
had it on speed
questions.
Dial. It's on speed dial. As soon as
and
you say it.
Then tomorrow we'll be giving away two more. So, for those of you, we'll probably get a few callers. Actually, you guys are great because you pull over. I know you pull over. So there's this delay of 15 seconds. So right now we have five people have just pulled over.
There's no delay.
So
that was that
you'll
was
hear, and our winner is Mike. Mike, you've won the two tickets. So, just guess what, guys? Tonight, 7 p.m., listen to On the Spot with Linda Bott.
We're going to get two away more.
We're going to have Bud back on, and we'll be giving tickets away tonight, starting at the top of the show.
And tomorrow, we'll give away tickets. Now, the other thing, too, is for people that are asking about the cage fights. Okay, I'll see if I can go out and score a couple tickets for the cage fights. We'll give those away, too. I'll call the people there for that. I mean, it's very similar.
Or do they sing while they fight?
Well, it's people. Don't get me started.
I'm really competitive.
I'll draw a
Carl
parallel
knows
here.
That. I'm really competitive. Chicken fights in the pool.
Yeah,
I start
yeah,
that
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of
oh,
stuff.
That,
I get really combative. Oh, yeah. I could rip apart somebody, playing chicken fights. It's you're down. But when it comes
fighting,
to
singing cage matches.
So when it comes to hitting somebody's skin
in a cage match,
I wouldn't do that.
Okay,
but I could be a really good roller derby broad.
I'd like to see that.
Oh yeah. And then maybe we should do singing roller derby.
Covered with mud.
Thanks for the visual.
You know what?
It's covered, and Sharon says, and covered with mud.
And Bud's going, what did I get myself into?
Yeah, this is a lot more fun than public radio.
Are you glad that you got up?
Yes, very much.
Got up and came here this morning.
You know what? So. Other comments we have in here says it's got to be one of the top five, I think you said, top five, 10 Cascade shows of all year. It's got to be that from last year when they saw it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
One of the people. You're getting accolades in here.
Well, that's really wonderful, but I would like to say please come out and support the chorus. Come out and support the food bank. We're definitely not sold out this year. People are on vacation and stuff, so we're on our last last drive to get the theater full. And after the theater, we had the most amazing event. Hundreds, I think about 600 people came out to the reception, and every singer had three or four people saying how important it was that, they came up and were just being you know, given the most incredible stories. And it was really, and many of the singers came back afterwards to me and just said what an amazing event it was. And that's why we're back here again. Our theme this year is kind of like building bridges. And our new logo kind of has a bridge, and we're taking them to the Sundial Bridge to show them that. And so it's all about building bridges to the community, and we felt we've really built a strong connection here, and that's why we're coming back.
Do you guys do I Got Your Picture That You Gave to Me?
Oh, you know the song.
Yes.
Well, you can be our stand-in if Patsy Cline doesn't show up. We're doing the Return to Earth tour of Patsy Cline, and she has an amazing act, but I don't want to give away the secret. But I can say, if you want a sneak peek, go to the Cascade Theater, look for your tickets, and you'll find a link to our YouTube video of Patsy Cline, and it is the most hysterical thing you've ever seen.
I like it. I, you know, I'm always about pushing the envelope. Hello. So,
you're gonna have to be our guest artist.
We'll talk about this tomorrow night. I mean tonight. Excuse me. Some more, and we really appreciate you being here. Bud Dylan, who is with the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, and will be giving tickets again away tonight. But this morning, Mike, you won two tickets, and
I bet you had a good time.
Yeah,
better time here than other places you might be at.
Well, I'm usually not at any other place at 7:30 in the morning.
So, Frank, thanks for making the call and making this, hooking us up on this one. All right, we're going to take a break, and we thank you so much and remind you once again about the concert happening this Saturday. Thanks for being with us, Bud.
My pleasure.
All right. Okay, Linda and Carl Bond, 7:51 in the morning, 64 degrees, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Join us this Sunday and every Sunday at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for Sunday brunch, C.R. Gibbs style. Enjoy an entertainment sensation and tantalize your taste buds with Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cook-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. C.R. Gibbs favorites like Oak Fire Tri-Tip, seafood specials, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp. Each Sunday, the chef will change up special creations just to keep you guessing. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and a great price of $13.95. Such a deal, it's a steal, and it's only found at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are always recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving you this Sunday for brunch, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your time-out location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach, 7:55 in the morning, July the 14th. It's going to be kind of a cooler day today. Last night we saw like thunder. I think it's what, 64 degrees right now there, Bad Bomb?
Yes, sir, 64, and actually it varies around town, but that seems to be about the average.
Okay, you know, as a follow-up to a story yesterday, and, you know, it's not a frivolous story. It is a, you know, it's really, it's kind of, you know, it's a nasty story about that woman who drugged her husband and cut off his member there. Is that, it looks like now is that they're, that she could be charged with torture and a couple other things before when they start pulling, when they started charging her. So that's still going on down in Contra Costa. The first troops to leave Afghanistan as part of a U.S. drawdown.
Hey, good morning.
Started handing over parts of where they are. I'm sorry, I'm just kind of talking.
You're
in
right,
circles,
sir, Carl.
Because everybody's walking around in here. So, anyway, Chief Peter Hansen just walked in.
Just lost control.
Well, yeah, I just lost control of the show. I wasn't sure, you know, what was happening here. Anyway, and he walks out. Wait a minute, you can't just walk in and then walk out. If you're going to come in, sit down and join us here. You know, yesterday in my two things for. On my blog, Time Under the Helmet, I wrote something about VA at war with the veterans. And what this is about is I wrote something back in February that they were 750,000 cases behind in the VA. And it was getting worse every day. Well, lately there's just been case after case and veterans coming up to me and talking to me about the ramifications of this. Wally Herges rolled in. He rolled in back in... last year, got a response, when I say last year, but he's back into it again, got a response from Shinitsky, who is head of the VA, saying, what is going on down in Oakland? I mean, they're not looking at him, they're passing him down, you know, they get him to a certain point and they stop. And Shinitsky's, one of parts of his answer was that the people down there are on extended medical leave. The people handling the cases are on extended medical leave. So what do you think is going on with the veterans? These guys, these things are ranging, these 750,000 applications that are backed up, a lot of them for over 130 days, some of them for years. You know, that's just the average. Some of them are for years, my friend. So here, now we're talking about our Veterans Administration, which is an organization that's set up, their charter is to help the veterans. Now, in many cases, they do. Don't misunderstand me. You go to the VA clinic here, and they are, you know, Pete Privet and his gang there are trying to help. They do good work in many cases. But what's going on with the VA where we are putting more young men and women into combat every day, that they're coming home, and there is no organization set up to help them? The state of California does away with the Welcome Home program. It's more important to give money to people here illegally than it is to your veterans that are coming home to your state and to this nation. Now, this didn't start with President Obama. No, it didn't. President Bush completely lost lost sight of the objective for the Veterans Administration because he's sending hundreds of thousands of men and women to combat and no way to take care of them. But Obama hasn't done what he can either. He's the commander-in-chief. You can't kick this down the road. Part of what they said trying to break this backlog is we need to change the attitude of the people handling the applications or the paperwork that's coming in. Change their attitude? How many of them have been in combat? Maybe their attitude would be a little bit different if they had served. I'm not sure. But here's the bottom line. The veterans coming home, they have earned the right to be helped. They have earned this right. They deserve this right. This is part of a contract that is signed when they say they're going to put their lives on the line, they're going to deploy, and they have been, is that they will rate assistance for injuries and illnesses caused by service. And it's not happening, my friends. All right, we got to take a break. Police Chief Peter Hansen is here, and we're going to be talking about the state of police and law enforcement in Reading when we get
taking
back.
Your questions on the chat. Chat room. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The nation's high credit rating may be in peril if Washington doesn't raise the debt limit. A second agency now saying America's AAA rating may be subject to review. More live from Washington from Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern.
Standard & Poor's is privately warning lawmakers it could downgrade credit ratings if the U.S. misses any payments from a potential default, including Social Security checks. For a second day on Capitol Hill, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is urging Congress to avoid a default.
I think it would be a calamitous outcome. It would create a very severe financial shock that would have effects not only in the U.S. economy, but on the global economy.
Moody's is also threatening to downgrade the nation's AAA bond rating. Ron?
Jared, Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton due to speak at this hour about the state government shutdown. It's nearly 2 weeks old. Still no negotiations scheduled to end the budget stalemate. Ireland's government wants to know if the Vatican purposely avoided telling police about cases of sexual abuse by Catholic priests. More from Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin, live in London.
And Ireland's foreign minister summoning Dublin's Vatican ambassador, handing him a copy of a report faulting the Vatican, in part for a directive it sent 14 years ago, urging bishops in Ireland to consider church law first when handling paedophile priests. After the meeting, Ireland's papal nuncio, Archbishop Giuseppe Lianza, saying he will send the report's findings to Rome, but stresses the Vatican is committed to protecting children. Ron?
Alistair, residents flooded out of their homes in Minot, North Dakota, may have to live in trailers being brought in by the federal government, and this may be for a while to take residents through a cold winter.
If we need to refabricate anything, we're working to do that as well.
Willie Nunn of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. More than 4,000 homes were flooded. 11,000 people were forced to leave Minot when the Souris River jumped its banks last month. The Dow is up 22 points. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Mortgage rates are the lowest they've been in 8 months. I'm Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news for you. Just listen to how low these rates are. The 30-year fixed rate is 4.5%, APR 4.83%. The 15-year fixed is 3.75%, APR 4.06%. And the 7-year adjustable rate mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.43%. Now is the time to call Quicken Loans and take advantage of these incredibly low rates, because I'm telling you, they will not stay this low much longer. The fact is, if you're current mortgage interest rate is 5% or higher, you need to call Quicken Loans right now. Don't miss out on the lowest mortgage rates of the year. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Do not look back years from now and say, man, I wish I would have locked my rate back in July of 2011. Quicken Loans will give you the best possible mortgage with the best possible rate in the shortest amount of time. And that, my friends, is why Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate is subject to change. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Shuttle astronauts have been moving a year's worth of food and supplies into the International Space Station. Live in Florida, Fox News Radio's Evan Brown.
Ron, Atlanta's brought up more than 8,000 pounds of food and will be taking back to Earth all the trash from the space station. That's something they won't be able to do with the automated cargo ships that will do the work once the shuttle is retired.
The one big difference, of course, between the shuttle and those other vehicles is the shuttle is able to bring items home intact. With the other three vehicles, we just release them and they burn up and end up in the ocean.
That's Atlanta. Atlantis Commander Chris Ferguson speaking with Fox News Radio earlier today from space. Atlantis lands next week. Ron?
Eben, a back-and-forth fight in Libya over a village south of Tripoli.
The retaking of the village of Al-Kawalish, about 60 miles from Tripoli, has emboldened Libyan rebels to continue their march on the capital. The fighting killed at least 5 rebel fighters and wounded 15, according to rebel reports. While fighters have gained some traction on the western front line, the desert road in the east and the coastal town of Misrata still remain very much stalemated. Meanwhile, a report from the Libyan regime's official news agency said that statements by Western officials saying Gaddafi may step down or leave the country are, quote, elusive dreams. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
It's the most nominated for primetime Emmys.
On little things, especially with an experienced
woman, I find it well to begin at the beginning.
Kate Winslet in the title role in Mildred Pierce, the HBO miniseries, up for 21 Emmys. AMC's Mad Men has 19 nominations. HBO's Boardwalk Empire, 18. ABC's Modern Family, 17. The Emmys will be awarded in September on Fox. Another break-in at the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, where David Letterman does his CBS show. Police say a newspaper vending box was thrown through the glass doors, the very doors that were replaced after a weekend break-in. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, July the 14th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And I know you're out there, because when we gave away tickets, I mean, the phone rings off the hook.
Hey, good is good. Yeah. You know, when you want to get free tickets to the Cascade Theater and it's a good show.
You do it. We're chatting and streaming at KCNR1460.com. And I tell you, the chat room, you guys are just absolutely fabulous. I'm just having a great time.
Everybody's alive.
I mean, everything that can possibly be talked about is going on in there. And which is good, because our guest on this segment is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen.
Good morning.
Chief Hansen.
Yes.
It's always a delight. Let's get you in there.
All right.
It's always a delight to have you on because, things can happen that fast in a matter of 15 days or in a month. New situations are coming down. Laws have been passed. What's new?
Well, you know, last time I was here, we talked about the impact of the state budget on the police department and the real possibility that if the state budget didn't work with us, we could have a potential losing, you know, four officer positions in the department. You know, that's actually been resolved. When the state budget was passed, they provided the law enforcement funding to provide for our booking fee reimbursement. So we're going to end up not losing those positions. And we're actually in the process of hiring three officers right now. So we'll get back up to the 98 officers that were...
Hiring three officers then.
Yeah, we're in the process right now. So we're going to get back to the 98 officers that we're supposed to have in our budget. The interesting twist to this little situation is that what the state did with another bill was they took the same money and from the same source, vehicle license fees, and they took it from the city's general fund. So that's like taking money out of your left pocket and putting it into your right pocket. So while it helped law enforcement, it hurt the city. Well, we are the city. We are part of the general fund. So, but fortunately, as a result of the contract with the Reading Peace Officers Association, there was enough money saved in that contract for the city that we are still going to get those officers we need.
I was going to ask you about that. Contract looked like there was, hundreds of thousands of dollars saved.
Right.
There.
It ends up over the term of 4 years saving the city about $1.5 million. And so there's enough substantial savings in the first year that we're going to be okay staffing-wise. So we're hiring again. We're going to hire three officers now and probably more throughout the year. And the city council and the city manager are dead set on no more cuts to public safety, whether it be in police and fire. And, of course, we've had both the entire city, but both public safety agencies have experienced a lot of cuts, but they really want to hold the line where we're at and work on, you know, growing.
No, and I know the entire city council wants to do that.
Yeah, they're very, very strong on this issue, and
we just got to figure out how to do it.
Right. They made it very clear to me that, you know, no more cuts. We're going to hold the line here, and so we're going to be able to fill the three vacancies we have, and then if someone leaves this year, we'll be able to backfill for them.
Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break a little bit earlier than we do. We've got John on the phone. We'll bring him back right after the break with the weather. Our
hang in there.
Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen here with good news. We're going to be hiring some policemen.
Right, and getting back to where we should be.
Yeah, there you go. All right, join us after these messages. This is Free Fire Radio.
Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it.
Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at NOVB.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my two-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our summer spectacular special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. This special is for a limited time only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Ginsu knife. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the state fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one. Free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It'll last for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Redding. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome
Good
back.
Good morning. Yeah, welcome back. And I'll jump in there because we're all excited. KCNR 1460. Today we're going to have partly sunny day with highs of 85, partly cloudy tonight with a low of around 61. Let's get to the phones. John, you're live on the air.
Good morning, Linda, and it's nice to have you back from assignment.
Oh, yes. My assignments are always spectacularly informative. Oh, yeah.
It's fun to get out of the studio and do some research on your
Absolutely
own.
Brings in all kinds of juice.
Carl, good morning. Bad Bob and Ms. Chief Hansen.
Good morning, John.
So nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't have the specific stats or anything, but I view the paper routinely, the news, and Shasta mugshots on a daily basis. And it seems to me that violent crime is rising, and some totally crazy things, stabbings, rapes, burglaries, muggings, child abuse, and particularly the child abuse has got me really concerned, have been happening beyond the usual summer increases. There's been a suggestion that due to the financial problems we're having, we've been targeted by gangs and various other ne'er-do-wells who are looking at Redding as a prime target for their activities. What are you guys doing to stop this, and what can we do to help you?
Well, good questions. The first question is about violent crime and whether or not it's on the increase. We have seen a slight increase this year in violent crime. But in addition to a slight increase in the numbers of violent crime, the severity of the violent crime seems to be on the increase. And I think it's a combination of more crimes being more severe and people paying more attention to it, which is making it more notable to all of us. The second question you ask is about gangs. Great question. We actually have specific intelligence from the Department of Corrections in Pelican Bay that there's a prisons gang there. that's trying to influence local street gangs to establish a street regiment here in Redding. We're working with the law enforcement agencies in our region as well as within the Shasta County to combat this. We have great partners with the Highway Patrol and Anderson and the Sheriff's Office and the Department of Corrections to get this information and target these individuals. You know, we're seeing a real increase in gang activity and violent crime in our neighboring city of Chico. We've actually gone there to assist the Chico Police Department with helping them deal with their problem. Because we view this as a regional issue, not just a Redding or a Shasta County issue. What people can do individually to assist with this is, one, you know, be aware, pay attention, you know, use your cell phones, and if you see something, report it. Don't adopt the attitude that, you know, I'm too busy or the police department's too busy, I don't want to bother them, so it's not important to call. It is important to call. It is important to make us aware of what you're seeing in the community, because you have to act as our eyes and our ears. That's kind of the bottom line. We can't be everywhere, so we're going to be depending on the community to report activity they see. And if something doesn't look right or you're suspicious about what you're seeing, it's really critical for everyone to call. And you know, almost everyone has a cell phone, and we can expand the concept of you know, Neighborhood Watch to more of a Community Watch kind of a program. But you know, people paying attention, people being involved and being concerned is a really big asset for us.
Chief, two things, and I'm going to get off the air here. First of all, speak into the mic a little closer because we're having trouble hearing you out here in radio land, if
okay.
You don't mind.
All right.
And the other thing is, and it's been asked in our chat room here, and I'm concerned very much about this, there seems to be a spreading out of homeless camps throughout the city. What are you guys doing to control this, if you are, and if there's any action being taken? Because I know that there's issues before the city council and that it's an economic issue as well, and it's politically involved. But it seems like the number of camps and the actions within them is getting really out of hand. Is there anything you can do or anything we can do about that?
The number of camps is on the increase, and we have less resources to deal with them. So what we are doing is camping in the city is prohibited by the city ordinance. And while I'm sympathetic to those people that are homeless or in a bad situation, you know, I'm responsible for the laws and rules, regulations that 90,000 people want us to have in place. And people that are camping in the woods or the green belts and that sort of thing do present a hazard. They're a fire hazard. They're a health hazard. And it's not really a good environment. So our enforcement efforts tend to be to go out, contact these folks, and we try and redirect them and connect them with social service agencies such as Rescue Mission or House of Hope or Loaves and Vicious or those types of things that can help connect them and provide services to get them out of their situation. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people. We don't have the resources. Neither do these other agencies have the resources to address everything. And quite frankly, some of the people in the homeless or transient situation do not want help. They don't want to get out of that situation. They like to stay where they're at. So when we find out about a transient camp problem, you know, our community cleanup coordinator, Bob Brannon, everybody knows Bob, he goes out, he posts the camp, he warns them, you know, he says, hey, you got to vacate here, you can't camp. And we also try and bring those resource agencies to bear to try and correct the problem.
Hey, John.
John,
go ahead.
Let me break in here for a second.
Yeah, I'm going to let you conduct the interview. I'm going to get off this, Carl. I'm sorry.
That's okay, John. You always have great questions, John. Don't ever be concerned about that.
Oh, you know I won't stop.
Sharon, one of our other people asked, what about coming into homes? Because we've run into that one where they come in and take over a home.
Yeah, there were like
squatters.
15 squatting down the street in a home that was foreclosed on.
Yeah, that's a real problem also. Where you have a home that's vacant for whatever reason, whether it be foreclosed or whatever, and people moving in temporarily and just, you know, taking over. That also is a real health hazard because, you know, they may or may not have electricity or water or sewer all hooked up or operational. It's the same issue. And that is beyond, you know, illegal camping. That goes into trespassing because that property is, even if the homeowner is vacated, is still owned, you know, by the bank or someone
else. It seems like it took them like 90 days. There had to be some kind of notice to get them out of there. Was that because they were there a long time and the realtor knew about it and the bank knew about it. And they said they couldn't get them out due to some kind of law.
Well, I'm not. You know, I'm not aware of that. To me, it's someone. It's straight trespassing. So,
okay.
I'm not aware if there's some other regulation regarding people.
It could be is that the people just stayed there after they stopped paying rent.
Possibly.
Maybe that's something.
And then you've got eviction laws.
Then
cover
eviction
that.
Laws, right? And then, but we had no idea that many people were living in this house till you all came in. The officers came in, and they just, it was like, you know, light goes on, and they scurried everywhere. That day.
Right.
So,
and the problem is we have more homeless people here than we should because of the economic condition, but also because we're a bit of a magnet because we have a lot of help. We have a very generous community and people come here because of what we provide. And so it's kind of a catch-22 dilemma for us because, you know, they come here expecting services, which, you know, we all strive to provide. And then, you know, there's a bit of an overflow. Where does the overflow go? You know, there's been some discussion at city council meetings about establishing a more formalized homeless encampment. You know, that's has worked or not worked in other communities. That provides a whole other level of problems. But even if you establish a homeless camp, there's not going to be enough for all the people there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. One of somebody came on to talk about that. Up there's a, there was a camp, I guess, someplace up here off of Market and go way up there. Past Lake, and that there's some kind of camp already established that if you put an established camp there, would that help the problem or exasperate it?
Well, I think it would has the potential to help, but there's a lot of questions associated with it. Is, you know, who's going to provide the services there, who's going to monitor it, and what rules are going to be established, who's going to run the organization, who's going to clean it up. And then the other thing is that it's never going to be big enough to accommodate our needs. And there's going to be more people, and we're still going to have the overflow. So if you build it for 100, 500 people are going to show up. If you build it for 500, 1,000 people are going
to
show
up. So you've got to put, you've almost got to run it like you would a military camp, that this is how many people are in. You want to stay here, this is what happens.
Yeah. Well, we're going
to have
to take a break.
Rules.
When we come back, we've had a lot of questions about squatters. When do squatters have rights? We do know that we go personally, again, with down the street where they tried to, I think, months to get the squatters out. They got them out. Then there were 15. Then they had no electricity. So finally, I mean, what's the procedure? I mean, I don't know if that would be something that we could talk about when we get back, but that is something that's very heavily like questions in the chat room again.
And we also want to talk about racial profiling.
Okay.
And because this question has come up. All right. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:21 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by VNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
It seems we're always trying to answer the age-old question, what's the perfect car? But as our needs change, so does the answer to that question. Finding the right car insurance from a State Farm agent is the answer to your car insurance, and now State Farm is giving qualified policyholders a discount of up to 35% on car insurance. So whether you have a claim or just a simple question, see a State Farm agent today.
Call State Farm agent Jeff Avery at 243-4600.
Stroop's Power Equipment in business more than 50 years. Now that's a proven record of excellence to provide you satisfaction for all your power equipment needs. From sales to service of chainsaws to ATVs, Honda, Steel, Husqvarna, Stroop's Power Equipment, all names you can trust. Stop by Stroop's today to start your experience and see what satisfaction really means. Stroop's Power Equipment, located at 2236 Churn Creek Road, across from the post office.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Reading.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Winter here. Word on the street is that Hotels.com is having a summer sale, offering up to 30% off select hotels and free Amazon Kindles. Come on, summer, don't people like you enough with your no school, barbecues, and nice weather? Even my own daughter says you're her favorite season. All I had going for me was holiday gift giving, and now you have this free Kindle thing. Real nice.
Save up to 30% to get a free Amazon Kindle at the Hotels.com summer sale. Be smart. Book smart. Minimum stay and spend required. Book by August 30th, 2011. See site for details.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl in the Body, 25 in the morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leah. Yeah! 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Now, you know what? He is our optometrist. He is our guy. He's the one that takes care of our eyes. You only got two of them. Have somebody take care of them that really cares about you. That's Dr. Joseph Leah. On-site lab. You don't have insurance, he's going to work with you about it. Glasses for the family, they have those progressive lenses, as we know. One of us has progressive lenses.
Haven't gotten them yet. Peter Hansen just went, Chief Hansen, like, I got them. I've been terrible, I haven't picked them up, but I'm going to get them. But here's the big thing. They've got rhinestones.
They do. Give them a call at 223-2325. That's our girl. You know what? Hey, you know what the best thing is about when you have a new car in the family with those plates, you know, that they have, you know, it's no license plate or anything. You can go right through one of those photo lights and they can't tell who it is.
Yes,
right?
They can.
They can tell, oh, wait a minute, we can't who this is, but as Chief Hansen says, I know what she looks like.
We advocate driving real, in fact,
safely.
You know, yes, I did have my hand spanked. Slapped.
Oh, no. This was a whack.
Something was banged or slapped. But anyway, I'm guilty, and it's all good. Let's not even go there.
Okay,
we have something else to talk about.
I appreciate you bought your new car locally.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you know what?
And supported a local dealership.
Absolutely.
And the salesman and the business owner and the mechanic, and then, you know, they get income, and then they spend it in the community, and, of course, it helps the city.
How can, after everything we say?
Yeah.
How could we go? So, and we were. By the way, we were offered by somebody else in a different area that, you know, to save money. And it was like, how can we do that? I mean, what, you know, that'd be like spitting on ourselves, you know, after saying, you know, you need to support the community.
Yeah.
And you know what? We, you know, they do such a great job down there. It was easy to do, first of all.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They do. It's a nice car.
And they treated us with respect, and when at the end, like I said, when they said, hey, Carl, you've been in the service, you know there's a $500 rebate for veterans? I went, oh, my God, that's just fabulous. So we got the rebate, and we ended up getting one of those extended warranties for just everything, because, you know, when you get a GPS and a this and a that. But anyway, again, thank you, Peter Hansen, for acknowledging that, because it's really about a shout-out to people who have been here for generations. They continue on with the work. They also, the Denham family, supported this community. Everywhere we go, we see them involved in supporting the military. Just so many different kinds of functions we've seen them at.
Well, one of the officers that worked for me is Trevor Denham.
That's right.
And, you know, he's from the Denham family, and his father runs the business, and his brother runs the business, and he's also reserve in the Coast Guard.
That's right.
And he recently came back from a deployment in, he was in Kuwait for 9 months, and he was one of only two officers for our department that were deployed while working here back on active duty. And so he recently returned safely, fortunately for us, and he's back to work, and we're very excited that he was able
to come. He's a fine young man.
He's a great guy.
We've had him on the show a couple of times, and I rode with Trevor on a ride-along.
Good man, and again, service to our country, service to our community, and, but really, when people buy locally, it supports the business, which supports other businesses, because the salesman and the mechanic's going to go out and buy groceries and buy, you know, things in our community, and the money recirculates locally.
Absolutely. You know, we only got a couple minutes left, but let's go back to the one about, you know, you asked a question on about the getting people that they're squatting in all these places.
Oh, yeah, squatter rights.
We had a lot of people commenting.
How long of a time does a squatter have? What are their rights?
There's a difference between, in my, and I'm not sure the exact definition, but there's a difference in my mind between a squatter, someone that moves in or occupies a place they have no rights to. That, to me, is simply trespassing, versus a person that has lived there for some time and then no longer has the right to be there, and that requires an eviction process because there are certain rights associated with that. The real experts in the area of eviction is the sheriff's office and the marshal's office, because they handle the civil process associated with eviction. And there's notice requirements, and most of the landlords in this community know about that. But somebody that occupies a residence or something that they have no rights to, that's simply trespassing.
You know, what I think on the one that we're talking about is they had been renting the place, and they stopped, and they and it took them months to get them out of there. And meanwhile, all these other people moved in.
Yeah, that becomes an eviction problem.
All different types, and they fires, the whole thing there. So.
Yeah, that becomes an eviction problem.
That's been fixed now.
And there's timelines associated with that and certain notices and that sort of thing.
I tell you what, okay, we've got like 30 seconds. When we come back, let's talk about your meetings with the NAACP, and let's talk about racial profiling. That came up, and it came up yesterday when we were talking to CHP Captain Jerry Flavin.
Okay.
Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio, 8:30 in the morning. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. Disagreement over the nation's debt spilling over onto the Senate floor. Failure to find common ground could result in America defaulting.
America would come to a grinding halt.
Democrat Charles Schumer, the GOP, refusing to raise tax revenue.
Republicans will not be reduced to being the tax collectors for the Obama economy.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Another meeting with President Obama planned for today as two agencies consider downgrading America's AAA bond rating.
Even if they lower it just a bit, for example, to a AA rating, that will still raise the amount that the U.S. has to pay for Treasury bills, and that will raise interest rates on home mortgages, car loans, and credit cards.
Fox's Wendell Goler at the White House. The judge in the Roger Clemens perjury trial raising the possibility of a mistrial. The jury apparently given access to barred information. Fox News, we report, you decide.
MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Road Fights present Vision Quest Cage Fights 4. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 16th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. These are sure to be the best cage fights in the North State, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. This event will sell out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 16th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4 at Wind River Casino on July 16th, presented by Rogue Fights. For more information on the Vision Quest Cage Fights 4, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? the Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the Round Table, and get peace of mind today for less.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Okay, you're good.
Good morning. You're welcome to KCNR 1460. It's always the good stuff that happens at the break. Currently 64 degrees. Today we're going to have a high of 85, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 61. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop up Athens Avenue. A DC Tim and a man in black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts to veterans. What can you say? They support our community. A lot of the police go down there for their haircuts. Man's Last Stronghold. What can I say? Great conversations, like a throwback in time. You go back in there and you just get a real good haircut. They shave around your neck. They shave around your ears. It's just a great haircut.
I'm going to share with in our chat room, one of our listeners, and we love you. You know who you are. When I was hired by RPD and turned in my papers, which were used to do the background check, the administration clerk told me I led a very boring life. I just find that funny. I don't know about you guys, but anyway. So guess I'm alone there. Okay. Next.
Well, our guest is, how would you like to...
Racial profiling. Let's go there.
You've been in the paper lately on a couple of things.
Right.
All probably relatively good. You and Sheriff Bisenko sat down with the NAACP.
Yes.
To talk about, I guess, bridge building.
Right.
It was one of the things you wanted to talk about. So, what happened there?
Well, I had... Actually, two interesting meetings this week. Monday night, I was invited to speak at the Tea Party.
That was coming up next.
Okay, that was very interesting. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
And then Tuesday night, I was invited to attend the chapter meeting of the NAACP at the MLK Center. Sheriff Bisenko was there with me, and it was there's a new chapter president here in town. His name is Ricky Bennett, and he's really interested in building relationships with not just law enforcement, but I think with the entire community, and he's really reaching out, and it's a very, very positive experience.
Well, we're working right now to have Ricky come on the show, or Mr. Bennett come on the show.
So there was about 25 people there or so, and we talked generally about the police department and law enforcement and some of the projects we're working on. But one of the most interesting topics that came up was the issue of racial profiling, because that is a concern not only to community members, but minority community members as well as law enforcement. And, of course, it's in the news quite a bit because of terrorism activities and, immigration issues and things like that. So we talked about that. And, the police department, sheriff's department, all agencies in California have a very strict rule and policy that prohibits racial profiling, which means, you cannot stop contact person based on their appearance. But we talked generally about that, and I during the meeting I raised my hand and says, how many people do you think that police officers racially profile? And of course everybody raised their hand. And I said, I think so too. I think we all do that. And members of the group that were there also spoke out. One young man in particular who I really appreciated, he says, we all do it. We all make judgments based on appearances. And he said that when he's with his family and he sees, a group of white skinhead-looking guys with Levi's and tattoos, he makes a judgment about who these people are. And, I think he's right. I think we all look at people's appearance.
We all do.
We all do.
You can't help it.
The key factor here for law enforcement is, what do you do about it? Do you act on their appearance alone, which would be against the law and prohibited, or do you act based on reasonable suspicion these are people involved in criminal activity? And legally, you're only allowed to act or detain someone or if you believe they're you have reasonable suspicion they're involved in a crime. And to contact someone or to create that detention based on their appearance alone is that's profiling, and that's wrong. But quite honestly, human nature, we all do that. We all make judgments based on people's appearance, and we all have certain feelings. The issue is how you act on that. But we had a very interesting discussion because this young man also brought up how he's working with his children not to dress like gang members. And, you know, there is certain clothing lines and styles of clothes that young people wear today that, you know, are gang attire. And that doesn't mean they're gang members, but it does draw attention to themselves. And so he's trying to work with his own children to, you know, say, hey, you know, you shouldn't dress that way because you're going to attract attention to yourself. So it was overall the meeting was very positive. It was a chance for the sheriff and I to, you know, reach out and start building relationships because as we move forward in time, there are going to be conflicts with community groups, whether it's a group of minority people or a political party or whatever it is, and law enforcement is going to get involved somehow. The whole point is if you have a relationship with the leaders of that organization or with people in that organization ahead of time and a trust is built, then you can communicate when the problem occurs. And that is really the key to helping to mitigate the problem and have a general understanding and, you know, be willingness to listen to the other side. So I thought the meeting was very positive, and I was really excited about the opportunity to attend.
Well, you know, it's racial profiling is, I mean, and it's absolutely wrong. The and Captain Jerry Flavin from the California Highway Patrol, he says it's a mark of sloppy, lazy police work if you just use racial profiling.
Right.
I think part of racial profiling, like the young man or the gentleman said, you know, he's with his wife and family, he sees the, you know, a group of shaved heads, goatees, you know, tattooed people coming down the street. I think part of this, we call it racial profiling. I think that there's something in us genetically that it's a survival gene.
Yeah, you make a judgment.
You're
based
making
on
a judgment based on safety, on that. And I think that you know, and you know, it's too easy to say racial profiling as it is something like there's something here that could be threatening, yeah, and I've got to be alert about this. You know, it doesn't mean you have to be frightened and overreact. It just means is that there could be something to this.
You know, many times people believe they are being racially profiled. You know, an officer pulls up behind them in a police car and does a traffic stop, and they believe they're being profiled because of the color of their skin or something like that. And many times, you know, when I've conducted a traffic stop, I am totally unaware of what the person looks like or who he is or how, you know, what their appearance is. I'm stopping them based on the violation that I've seen. They believe I'm stopping them based on the color of their skin. And, you know, many times, particularly at night, the officer cannot see inside of the car, cannot see who the driver is, what sex it is, or you know, what, you know, race the person is or what their appearance is at all. But you do have a right to ask the officer, you know, officer, why did you stop me? And the officer should be say, hey, I stopped you because of, you know, this, and explain the violation. And then, you know, you have to provide identification and so on.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to take a break, come back. You had another meeting this week. Plus, we want to talk about the budget. You know, we've talked about we're able to hire people back here and how great that is, you know, that, you know, and what you think is going to be happening here in the next, you know, couple months.
Okay.
Now, you know, you come on every month, and which is great. You and the sheriff and the California Highway Patrol. We've had the probation officer in here, the public defender. Oh, wait a minute. Would you profile somebody that's got the word F-U on his forehead?
Yeah, that's kind of like a flashing light. You know, it's like, pay attention to me.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I guess that made the international news
or
something.
You know what? Redding has, and this is what I just screamed about. I said, Redding, Mount Shasta, Mount Lassen, Whiskey Town, Mount Shasta Lake, some of the most beautiful country up here, Sacramento River, fishing, hunting, beautiful scenery. And where do we hit the international news? This jerk who's got that on his forehead. We got to take a break. Free Fire Radio.
There you are in your comfort zone thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody about NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can apply for credit, pay on your account, order fuel for delivery, and check out our CFN and fleet-wide sites. It's that time of the year when you need to start spraying your porches, patios, and fences with our new Login Shake. We sell it in 5-gallon pails or bulk. We're selling propane bottle tanks now, 2.5-gallon to 7 gallons, for camping to barbecues. Also, Johnny and Ricky are starting to do a lot of tune-ups on Monitor and Toyo stoves this summer, so you'll be ready for winter. Give us a call for a free estimate. 241-2196. Northern Lights Energy, your Monitor and Toyo stove dealer. For all the hot rods and Harleys and boats, we have high-octane fuel. Northern Lights Energy, Weaverville, Corning, and in Reading, open on Saturday till 3:30. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Everywhere around the world. If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party.
America. Come on, pick up the phone to make a little call. Free Budget Blinds is there in no time at all.
Hi, everyone. This is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the Blind Guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
I walk the line.
Friday night theme around Reading.
Yeah, I walk the line. Especially if you have FU written on your forehead. Yeah. Or why don't you just put on there, arrest me. Okay,
I don't think we should give that any more energy.
This portion of
Ick.
This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. He doesn't have FU written on his forehead. He just puts in Dish Satellite. Doug Tooley, the veteran. Don't call the 800 number, 244-1988. That's who you need to call to put in Dish Satellite. He's a great guy. Does what he says. Guarantees his work. Local guy. Again, local, local, local. I guess Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. You know, it's a good thing that this probably doesn't go out over the air during the breaks, because we sit here laughing about Linda's other escapades with running down the road, you know.
Clothes, by the way.
Yes, in her car.
Thank you.
Driving quicker.
Let's not go into any more visuals.
All right. Okay. You had other meetings this week, too.
I did.
With the Reading Tea Party on Monday.
Monday night, I was invited to attend the Reading Tea Party at the church on Bonneview, and a very interesting group of people. There was a lot of people there. I would guess close to 200.
They have a lot of people there every week. They have right. They have some pretty interesting they have interesting speakers. They've got their show, of course, on Sunday, We the People, from 8 to 10.
And I was very impressed with the group, because they were very interested and obviously concerned about not just taxes and things like that, but a lot of community issues. So I had the opportunity to talk about police issues in the police department and answer quite a number of questions. And then I stayed after for about an hour or so and met with a smaller group. And we had a very healthy discussion about a lot of issues. And, of course, I don't agree with everything. They don't agree with me on everything. But But there was a lot of issues that we do agree on, and there was a lot of good dialogue, and I just thought it was another very healthy and great meeting this week. And boy, what a great group of people. You take a group of people who are very concerned about their community and what's going on, and they're active, and that's great.
And yet you see these people, because they are a Tea Party, they get tarred. Talk about profiling. You know, they get, you know, it, all of a sudden it's that they're racist wackos and all this. And I, you know, you've been to the meetings probably more than I have, but they don't strike me as being that way.
No.
They strike me as being concerned people like the other meeting you
right.
went to.
And it was kind of described to me, and I agree this, as, you know, a sleeping giant has been awoken, because there's a lot of very yeah. concerned people who are concerned about a multitude of issues. And I think what I saw was a group of people willing to get involved, willing to learn, and willing to get involved and help and try and influence, you know, our future and where we're going to be. And I just thought that it was a really exciting meeting. I was really happy to be invited.
Okay. And the more you can get out there in the community, you know, that's one of the things we really like, is that, you know, you and Tom and Jerry Flavin from the Highway Patrol, there has been nobody that has ever not come on the show. And now we have you on a regular basis, which I think is so important for our community, to be able to ask you a question. And, you know, just you know, one's about squatters. One's about, you know, hey, what's going on
racial
here?
Racial profiling.
Racial profiling. That's a big thing. And, you know, it's when I was riding with Trevor that night, I said, well, how do you pick people? And he says, well, you know, they run, you know, you run license plates like that, and you look at cars, you know, something that you know, that triggers their memory from something. People riding their bikes at night without a light on, is that an automatic pullover?
Well, it's actually against the law to ride your bike at night without a light. It's required by the vehicle code, but, you know, there's a lot of activity that goes on around here, and it's not just appearance, but it's experience.
Right.
And these officers, Trevor included, and all the officers that he works with on the night shifts, they have a lot of experience. And the reality is, you'd be shocked at what goes on around here at night when you're asleep, because there's a lot of activity. And our guys are out trying to, you know, what are you doing? Why are you out here at 3 o'clock in the morning riding around? And, you know, there's just a lot of people out running around, and they need to be, you know, checked up on. And that's our responsibility. That's why we want to have time to be proactive, so that we can, you know, stop these individuals and find out what's up. And maybe it's, I need to get from point A to point B. Great. But maybe I'm out riding around in the dark because I want to do a theft or a burglary.
I'm moving drugs from spot to spot.
Yeah. There's all kinds of things. But you combine what the officer sees with his experience, and that's what helps the officer to start developing a reasonable suspicion. And then you get a probable cause to make the stop, whether it be a simple traffic violation or something like that. Officers can then start, you know, digging a little deeper. And, boy, our guys make great arrests.
Well, they ask a question.
Based on very simple things.
They ask a question about, you know, and it, you know, are you ever been arrested or something like that? You know, I mean, I don't know if it's exactly that question.
Yeah.
But almost in every case it was. Now, they did profile this one guy. I know, because when they walked up, as they were walking up, they looked at the guy's bike, and they go, ooh, that's an expensive bike. As it turns out, he's a doctor just riding at night, or he's a citizen riding at night, and his light went off. So they told him, put your light back on. And they said, usually you don't see people that are in trouble riding a $2,000 bicycle
right.
like this. So,
that
was profiled,
I guess.
You have
to look at the totality of the circumstances.
Yeah.
What do you see? What do you have? What's your experience telling you? What's the guy saying? And you start piecing all of those little components together. Good officers then start to develop probable cause to start digging a little deeper. You know, are you on probation? Are you on parole? You know, the best one I always have is, you know, a guy that's 25 years old. Do you have any identification? No. Have you ever had a driver's license? No. Well, you know, you can't live in this country without some form of identification. So, you know, immediately the guy's probably not being as truthful as he should be. So, you know, our guys work hard, and it's hard to keep a handle on everything here, but they do a great job. And we have a lot of very, very good, very experienced police officers here.
Our guest is Chief Peter Hansen, and we're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460. When we come back, we have about 5 minutes, and we're going to tell you also about a special event that's coming up as well. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
Join us this Sunday and every Sunday at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for Sunday brunch, C.R. Gibbs style. Enjoy an entertainment sensation and tantalize your taste buds with Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cook-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. C.R. Gibbs favorites like oak-fired tri-tip, seafood specials, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp. Each Sunday, the chef will change up special creations just to keep you guessing. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and a great price of $13.95. Such a deal, it's a steal, and it's only found at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are always recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving you this Sunday for brunch, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Reading.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM. No,
I won't. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We don't back down. 8:55 in the morning. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, and this portion of the show brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew. Okay, you guys, here's what I was talking about. Would you be interested in having a master cigar roller from the Art of Cigars to come and share his talent with you for an estimated fee of $25 per person? This is what Tobacco and Brew is going to do. It's going to include 10 hand-rolled cigars and the opportunity to see cigars rolled right before your eyes. So this is something that's going to be an incredible night. So email Tobacco and Brew. Look, I can't give you what that is right now, but or get a call them. There's also that cigar event is hosted by All of Us Cigar Company. It's August 25th from 6 to 8.
We're going to be there.
And I know your clothes are going to be hanging out afterwards, too.
It's going to be a cigar road on...
And coffee of the month. Snickerdoodle. Snickerdoodle coffee's flavor of the month. And if you, similar to French roast, if you say that you heard this ad on a 350, $3.50 size, you get 50 cents off. Just mention that you heard the ad. That's Cinnamon Swirl Coffee of the Month.
Okay, our guest, Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. Peter, do you take volunteers in the office for administrative things?
Yes, we do. And actually, the city has a very active volunteer program. If you'll call and ask for Sean Avery at City Hall, he coordinates volunteer activities, and you can sign up. He will find an assignment for you, whether it's in the police department or one of our other departments. And what he tries to do is match people's skills with what the needs are. But we have a lot of active volunteers that help us in the office. One in particular is really helping us with our gang files to make sure they're updated and to make sure the information is there to do the documentation, which frees up our officers to go work in the field so they don't get stuck at the desk doing paperwork. So we've had volunteers that have donated thousands and thousands of hours helping us with clerical activities, and that's is really helpful.
That's great. Now, somebody asked also a reserve officer program, but you don't really
have
that.
We don't have one. There's actually quite a number of issues with reserves. The laws in California are changing, but it requires a certain level of training, and depending on the level of reserve the training they have. They can only operate with officers, and sometimes they can operate by themselves, but there's a cost associated with that. So we've never had a reserve program here. It works in other places, but we've never explored that opportunity here.
What number would they call to volunteer?
Just call the Reading City Personnel Department. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but ask for Sean Avery if you get a hold of Reading Personnel.
Not the police station.
Yeah, he coordinates, and he will place volunteers. So if you're interested in volunteering for the police, helping us, contact Sean Avery at Personnel, and he'll get you set up.
Reading Personnel, for everybody that just right. They just asked that.
Right.
Good. Well.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. It's great.
Yeah, we always like having you on here.
I'm on my way down to the Civic Auditorium. We're running a test for a couple of our guys who want to become certified to be police motorcycle operators. So we're going to head down there real quick and get those guys on their way to training. And so there's a lot of changes coming. We're starting to grow. And, you know, with the three officers we're hiring, we're going to put another officer back working, school resource officers. We're going to have add another investigator to help work elder abuse crimes, and then another officer in patrol. So it'll really help us.
Well, you know, good job, police, city council. Everybody's got together here because, you know, the bottom line is protecting the citizens.
Got to stick together here for the community. Quick reminder that tonight at 6 p.m. On the spot with Linda Bott, we're going to be having some great guests and free ticket giveaways, folks.
And tomorrow, Dolores Lucero, from the city council member from the city of Shasta Lake, will be on tomorrow with us. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.